It's episode 101, and we're talking HTML landing page insertion, custom file types, custom dashboards, monitoring active volcanoes, and a new Warcraft plugin to help channel your inner gamer. It's all coming your way next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode. And a belated Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, every holiday you can think of, whatever it's going to be called. And a Happy New Year's to you coming up real soon. 2013 is going to be arriving quite quickly now. So this is WordPress Plugins A to Z, and I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Glad to be here with everybody.
And so if you're listening to this, well, we've survived the end of time and started a brand new Mayan calendar. And it has turned over into a new era. So welcome to the new era, folks. And this is basically WordPress 101. So that's what we can call it, WordPress 101.
That's right. In the words of the immortal Bob and Doug McKenzie, this is our new era, and welcome to it.
Yeah, or I drank what? So, off the top, of course, the usual reminders. Don't forget, you can check out the show notes at wppluginsa2z.com. You can get everything we're talking about here and find out all the links that we have here for you. You can also find the show on Stitcher Radio, which many of you are listening to now. And if you're listening to on Stitcher, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button for us. We'd greatly appreciate it. And also, don't forget to go check us out over at iTunes.
Absolutely. And when you're at iTunes, make sure you give us a review. That helps the rankings within iTunes. We are slowly making our way up the ranks, but every review and five-star rating helps. So if you happen to find yourself on iTunes and have not yet left us a review, please find it in your heart to do so.
Please do, especially all you Canadian listeners. I would greatly appreciate you Canadian listeners doing that. Every time I go to the iTunes stores, I climb up and down, and there's still the dead podcast there. So, Canadians, come on.
Yeah, you people use WordPress. Let's go.
I know you do. I know lots of you. I even know a couple of you actually listen to my show. So, as usual, a little bit of self-promotion for us. I myself want to let you know, I know WordPress has become easier and easier to use over the last 5 years, and we know the easier something becomes, the easier it becomes to break. So when you find you suddenly need some quick support, need to figure out that simple task, correct that simple layout issue, something broke, you have the white screen of death, any problem you may have, you can go check it out. I can give you some great support. You can visit me at wppro.ca/emergency, where I have quick tips that'll help get you back online and tweak up your website. Or you can contact me there via email, or my phone number is right there on that page. Just pick it up and call. I will answer the phone.
Nice. And I do not answer the phone, so you actually have to book a phone consultation with me. And you can do so by going to my website, marcuscouch.com/call, and that will take you right over to the clarity.fm platform. You can talk to me about anything, WordPress, podcasting, SEO, or just general internet marketing help. I've got some pretty affordable rates, and there are some general easy fixes that I've been able to help people out with that the call generally only takes 5 to 10 minutes. So if you're in the line for some phone consultation, marcuscouch.com/call.
There you go. And so what else have we got? Oh, yes. Don't forget, you can now join me on my new show, WordPress Medic. You can find it over at wpmedic.ca. And on this show, I discuss more in depth some of the stuff we cover here on this show. And I also have interviews with experts from all over the world. And coming up in the next show, I'll have a special guest for you. Just listen in and you'll know who it is. So you'll be able to find it shortly on iTunes and Stitcher Radio just as soon as they send me all the approvals.
Excellent. And, you know, John, 2013 is going to bring a new show from me regarding WordPress. That one I keep threatening is definitely going to happen. So I'll bring more news of that coming soon. But definitely, John, your new show is in my subscription list. And I rabidly consume everything WordPress. So I definitely welcome your additional contributions to the community as well.
Yeah, it's looking to be quite fun, and I'm enjoying being able to interview all kinds of experts from all over and get their viewpoints and their tips and tidbits, things that I never even thought of.
Yeah.
So it's lots of fun.
Yeah, and we got some good feedback about the episode that we had a couple weeks back with Dave Jackson from Weekly Web Tools and the School of Podcasting. So look for more of that kind of stuff coming to WordPress Plugins A to Z as well.
Yes, we do.
We'll start bringing some more people in just to bring some random plugins to the fold and get some different opinions and perspectives on things. And if you're one of those people that think you can contribute to the show and, you know, you've got a pretty good resume and some good chops with WordPress, get in touch with us. Head to our website and contact us. Leave us a speak pipe or an audio comment and tell us why you'd like to be a guest on the show. And chances are pretty good that we'll let you. So get in touch with us. Help participate in the community that we have here. Help to grow the show. And we'll all benefit. You know, all the discussions and things that we have are for community benefit. So if you can participate, we welcome it.
And we do have a special guest coming up in January on our show. So make sure you stay tuned in January for a unique special guest who's going to be contributing a couple of his favorite plugins to the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have to tell them that, John. They're going to tune in. You know that.
Yeah, well, you know, this is sort of enticing. This is the, like, oh, yeah.
The teaser.
Teaser. Got to get that extra show. Got to make sure I'm always there. So anyway, that's what we got there for tips and info. Oh, don't forget, check me out at socialmediacamp.ca. I'm just going to leave that one slide by a little bit quickly this time.
Excellent. So one more thing I just want to let you know. We do have a couple of clips that were submitted in the last week or so. I actually like to do some research and find answers. So there's a couple that are in the queue that I'm still trying to find answers for people. But head to our website, and there is a tab on the left and lower portion of the site where you can leave us an audio comment. Literally, you click on it, fire up your mic, leave us a comment. It gets emailed over to us within seconds of your submission, and then we feature it on the show. So if you have a question or a plugin that you might be looking for, please head to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, and leave us a message.
And that's all we got. So we've got a few plugins for you, and I guess it's time to just dive right into them and have fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the first plugin I've got off here is just a fun plugin. And, you know, being the holidays and everything, I spend a little time doing other things. So this plugin comes across simply, it's just in time for us survivors of the end of the world, and it's called Volcano Widget. And it's a great way for you to monitor all those active volcanoes that are happening all over the globe and check out to see which ones are smoldering down and going back to being normal the way the world was before December 21st, although it's probably still the same way. Anyway, this is a nice little plugin. It's very simple, straightforward. You just install it, activate it, and drop it into a sidebar widget or drop it into another widgeted area on your website. I did find that it was had a couple of minor issues with it. It's got an error in the code, so when it loads up, it's got a header error, and it conflicts with a couple of other plugins for some reason. So it's very raw. It was a brand new plugin when I downloaded it. Brand new. You know, it was only a few days old. You know, just 42 downloads, so might have went out quicker than the author wanted it to do. I kind of liked it. The graphics in it were really nice. It displayed pretty cool looking on the website, so you might check it out. Just as a fun toy, I wouldn't make it a permanent part of your website. Throw it up on a demo site just for something to play with. It gets a 2 dragon rating. Not that great.
Nice. I was a youngster when Mount St. Helens blew up in the United States.
I was living
and
in Spain.
Even the volcano frenzy back then was so big that they were even selling ash out of gumball machines.
Yeah, I remember. I was actually living in Spain.
I don't know what I did with my ash, but
you don't know what to do with your ash.
Volcanoes are definitely cool. Well, I have something that I brought to the table today that has just been released, maybe about 3 weeks ago. It is called HTML Landing Page, and this is a really cool plugin that allows you to upload customized HTML files. And basically, it lets you display the landing page like that. It's really great for promoting multiple products and such. But basically, what it is it allows you to take an HTML file that you can create. And I create a lot of HTML out of Adobe Fireworks. It's a pretty cool program for making a lot of web graphics and rollovers and such. So I basically take the HTML from Fireworks, upload it into this, and it kind of puts the content within the post, sort of formatted. You can even have custom menus and things like that within each individual post. I had an affiliate product that I was really trying to create some cool landing page stuff, but then still tie into their API. And the only way I could do it is through this particular plugin. So if you work a lot with embedded HTML, this is definitely a plugin worth checking out. And I rated it 4 out of 5.
That could be useful. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I have to work with embedded HTML.
Yeah.
Not too often these days, but that could be very handy. All right. So the next one I've got here, and as anyone who's been listening to this show for any length of time knows, periodically my inner gamer comes back to haunt me. And of course, for some reason, between Christmas and New Year's, I seem to get some extra time. And that's where I plunk myself down in front of my big screen on my computer and load up Warcraft and go dive into a fantasy world and hack and slash and, you know, basically go haunt the dungeons. So once in a while, I want to show off my World of Warcraft characters. And I check periodically to see if anyone's updated some of the plugins or brought out new ones for World of Warcraft. And it looks like there's been a couple of updates in the last few months since the last time I looked. And the one I've got here for you is called WoW Armory Character. And this looks to be, from what I saw, it looks to be based on an original plugin that I used about 3 or 4 years ago and been updated to work with the latest in Blizzard material and the latest with WordPress. And it's a nice simple plugin for you World of Warcraft players. What it does is it displays your World of Warcraft character, their achievements, and all the other little bits and pieces that, well, us silly gamers like to show off for some reason. And you can throw it on your website and let it appear there for a while until you realize, oh, I need to yank that down. That just makes me look silly. So anyway, this is a great little plugin. It loads up pretty nice. It works all right. It doesn't seem to have any conflicts. It's nothing super special, but I gave it a nice 3 dragon rating. So if you're a Warcraft player and you want to display your stuff, go check it out.
There you go. Integration at work.
Integration at work.
Well, I've recently encountered a problem which needed a workaround, which was WordPress only allows you to upload specific and certain preset file types. Have you noticed this, John? Have you noticed that you can't really upload files like an MP4 or MKV files or things and have it be recognized by WordPress as far as what it is?
No, I can't say that I've actually paid much attention to that. But
well, if you did, then this plugin's for you. It basically allows you to add additional file types instead of the .png and .gif and things like that. It just basically lets you expand what's already allowed within the core. So unless you have a use for it, you'll never use this kind of plugin. But if you ever run across something that's not really determined by SEO, or I'm sorry, by WordPress's whitelist, I said whitelist, I started thinking SEO, this will dramatically increase the types of files that can be displayed and uploaded within WordPress. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That can be very useful. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't have any others. Looks like
okay.
You got a bonus one.
Then one last one that I've got you'll really like, John. As you know, we've been talking in recent shows about customizing the back end and the dashboard as far as interaction with additional users that may be on your site. So you may be designing something, but there may be people that you've designed the site for that are the ones that actually go in and make the content. and they may not be developers. They may not be experts in WordPress. So this plugin is called Sweet Custom Dashboard, and it actually lets you completely customize the dashboard to your liking. You can add video tutorials in it. You can add anything you want, any kind of HTML, PHP elements, anything you want. So this has been in existence for an entire 3 weeks. It's had 100 downloads thus far, and it's something that I think should be incorporated into 3.6 whenever that comes out. So, Sweet Custom Dashboard, you get rated 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Does it allow you? You said you can bring in videos, like you could put YouTube videos and other things in there?
Yep, absolutely. Anything you want. You can make your own dashboard now, whether that be instructions or help or project management feeds, bring in RSS feeds from other locations.
That's long overdue.
And in fact, here's what I'm going to do. I'm sure is aware on this show that I also do a lot of work with digital marketing agencies and things like that. When I do development for websites, one of the things that I'm going to do is incorporate Sweet Custom Dashboard to create something to where when my company blogs out specific content about SEO or internet marketing or social or any of that stuff, it will actually be on everybody's dashboard.
Nice.
That logs in. Company news, additions, new employees, things like that. Advisories, talking about different updates and things like that. So, you know, it's really limitless. It's hard to kind of wrap your head around unless you install it and start playing around with it. But if you do any sort of work with clients where they interact with WordPress on the back end, then I definitely recommend that you check this out so that you can give a better user experience and a better branded experience as well.
Very nice. Yeah, that could work out quite handy. I can see lots of uses for that one.
Yeah, it's one of these that I didn't expect. I was just kind of trolling the new plugins, but you know, it fits with the theme of the things that I've been looking for in recent months of back-end customization so that my clients really don't even know they have WordPress. So it's getting more and more into that direction. So I definitely appreciate the plugin author for coming out with this version, and I'm definitely going to interact with them and talk about new features and fixes and things like that I can bring to the table, and I encourage everybody out there to do the same.
Very nice. Excellent. All right, well, that's pretty much all we've got for this show as far as plugins go, and you know, basically I hope everyone's having themselves some fantastic holidays. We're going to be back in the new year with more shows.
Our second 100 is on the way right now.
Second 100 is on the way. This is the first of the second 100. And it's definitely going to be fun. And like I said, as we mentioned, we're making some changes. We're bringing on guests that will be bringing in plugins of their own to share.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them changes. I'd just call them additions. Enhancements. You know, John and I, we love doing the show together, but we also like getting, you know, fresh perspectives from other people out there. So sometimes we'll have shows much like what we did the security show a few months back, where we'll talk about one particular topic with an expert out there. And then there will be other times where we'll just find a prominent blogger or podcaster or someone who is fluent in WordPress and participates in the community and just get a couple plugins from them and just really kind of go around the table. So this show's versatile. A lot of content flows through the doorway as far as in the direction of John and I, and there's plenty to go around as far as bringing other people on board as well. And if you think you're one of those people and you think you'd like to participate on the show and become one of those experts with us, we welcome you to head to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, and leave us a message, send us an email, and introduce yourself and tell us about yourself and your credentials and your capabilities, and we'd love to have you.
No doubt. It'll make it more enjoyable for all you listeners out there that, you know, just want to hear even more about WordPress. I mean, some of the great things I've heard over this last year from many listeners is, you know, how they enjoy listening to the show, and they go like, wow, I look forward to these different plugins, and you've saved me tons of time and everything else. And I really appreciate hearing that feedback.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. Saving time is the most valuable thing, you know, that you can do for somebody. It's sometimes more valuable than money. So, you know, we appreciate all of the feedback throughout the year. And, you know, keep it coming. We love doing the show. We know that you guys love listening to the show. So it's a symbiotic relationship that way.
All right. And as usual, we got some last minute reminders. Don't forget to go give us a rating over at iTunes, blueberry.com, voa.com, or Stitcher Radio. And if you are listening on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up and give us a nice rating right there. Save a little time.
Absolutely. And we do appreciate all the ratings on iTunes. It does help to drive our show up in the rankings. Anybody types in WordPress in the iTunes store, we would love it for our show artwork to appear every single time. So to help propagate and continue that, leave us a review and a 5-star rating over on iTunes, and the rankings will keep rising. So thank you very much.
And that's pretty much it. And you can find me on my website, johnoverall.com, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch. And for consulting calls, head to marcuscouch.com/call.
That's it. Take care. Have yourselves a good holidays, happy new year, and a prosperous 2013.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.